We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi Beben Achamish, and Cham Yaakov, and Pedichos Elio. We are in Bava Basra, Perak Aleph, Mishnah. Much of the Mistechta deals with Nizkei Shcheini, the potential of damage to a neighbor. And as we'll see in many of the Mishnayos, will address this particular topic. By way of introduction to the first Mishnah, we know from Maseches Erevin, let's say, that the houses generally in the Jewish communities opened up into a common courtyard, into a chatzir. So they say a chatzir that's owned by two people. You have two homes that open up into the front yard is a common chatzir. That's what we call a chatzir hashutfin. And the Mishnah he is going to distinguish between, or the Gemara distinguishes between what we call a chatzir sheyesh ba din chaluka and a chatzir she'ein ba din chaluka. Chatzir sheyesh ba din chaluka is a chatzir that literally has the law of division, which means each one of the partners of that chatzir has the right to demand that I'd like to split the chatzir. Although we own this chatzir, this front yard of our homes together as partners, I'd like to split it. You'll get half and I will get half. What's a chatzir? How large does a chatzir have to be for there to be a din chaluko there where one can demand upon the other, I'd like to split it? It needs a significant amount. And that is where each one is going to have at least four amos to himself. And that excludes the four amos that are in front of a person's home. So that would mean a person has four amos in front of his doorway of his house. And then he'll have, after they split the chatzir, another four amos in the chatzir before, let's say, a wall that they build to separate the two chatzeros. So before they split it, each one had a joint together, eight amos that they could use in the common chatzir besides the four amos in front of each of their homes. And then one says, I'd like to split the chatzir. The person doesn't have the right to refuse. The Beis Din will say, since there is a din chaluka, chatzir yishba din chaluka, each one is going to receive a significant amount, a minimum of four amos each, so then you have to split it. A chatzir she'ein bo din chaluka is where if they would split it, each one will have less than four amos to himself from the chatzir itself. That's not significant, and therefore you cannot demand from the other to split the chatzir. Says the Mishnah like this, Hashutafin she'ratzu lasos mechitza bechatzir. You have two people that have a chatzir, a courtyard, a front yard, b'shutfas, they own in partnership, their homes open up into it, and it's a case where ein ba din chaluka, which means if they would split it, each one would receive less than four amos. So therefore, one cannot demand upon the other to split it. Yet, sheratzu lasos mechitza bechatzir. Here we're going to interpret the Mishnah according to one interpretation, which is mechitza doesn't mean a wall. Mechitza here means to split, a division. They chose, ratzu, they wanted to split it. So if they have an agreement that they want to split the chatzir, despite the fact that each was going to receive less than four amos, so certainly they have the right to do that. You just cannot demand one of the other. So hashutafin sheratzu, these partners in a chatzir, even though each one is going to receive less than four amos, if they split it, but they chose sheratzu, they wanted lasos mechitza b'chatzir, they wanted to split it, says the Mishnah, bonin es hakosel ba'emsa. So then, since they're splitting, you're supposed to build a wall. And you're supposed to build the wall right in the middle. Each one gives a portion of his chatzer for the thickness of the wall. So that's going to limit the chatzer even more. Not only you have less than four amos to yourself, but now that you build a wall, the wall has certain thickness. You make it out of stones, let's say. You're going to be giving up even more of the area. But nonetheless, that's what's expected. Once you make a decision to split it, so then they have to join together in building a kosel. Malcolm said, how thick is the wall going to be? So the Mishnah says, it all depends on the minhag ha-medina. What do people make a wall? What do they use? What materials do they use to build a wall? Makom shenagu livnos gvil gazis kfisim levenim bonim. Whatever materials they normally use, that's what we're supposed to use. So gvil is the first one on the list. Gvil are stones that are not hewn or stones that are not shaped. So therefore, they have protrusions, and that may take up a significant amount of space. Gazis, we may know that word from Lishkas HaGazis, the chamber of hewn stone in the Beis HaMikdash where the Sanhedrin sat. Those are the stones that are shaped. So those are going to take up a little bit of less room. Kfisim are half bricks. And levanim, of course, are full bricks. So whatever the minig is, bonim, that's what they're supposed to use. And one of the shutafin, one of the parts who can't say no, I don't want to take up too much space, and I'd like to build a wall out of, very thin pieces of wood. And that's what I want to use. Hey, I don't want to take up so much space with this wall. So now it follows the Minhag HaMedina. Once they choose to split the chatzer, so then they have to build a wall using the materials that are typical in that community. So, and the Mishnah says that what's HaKol Kiminhag HaMedina, what's that coming to add? You just said, Makom Shenagu, whatever people use Gavil and Gazis, Kfis and Adem, they have to use those. And then you say HaKol Kiminhag HaMedina, so the Gemara says that it comes to include that if the minhag is to use very, very thin wood, let's say thin branches or parts of a vine, so then you can use that as well, as long as it's the area is covered. It may be very, very thin, but very flexible, but nonetheless, as long as you cannot see into the other person's yard. Because what we Hezek Re'iya, this the causing damage through seeing, or Shmo Hezek has the status of Hezek, and therefore we have to prevent people from being able to look into the other person's yard. So even if the minhag HaMedina is to use very, very thin wood, so nonetheless, we have to avoid the problem of Hezek Re'iya. So the Mishnah now explains how much space is needs to be given from the chatzer in order to use these various materials, these various stones. So Bagavil, if using Gavil, what the stones that are not even shaped, where they have protrusions, so no saying Shlosha Tfachim. Says Mishnah, each one has to give from his chatzer three tfachim. Now the chatzer we said is even less than four amos. Three tfachim is half of an amma. So you're already giving up a certain amount of space to build the wall. So, but the thickness of a wall made of gavil stones is actually six tfachim, which is like a full amma. So each person has to give three tfachim of his property in order to build this wall. Because this, if they're using the hewn stones, the shaped stones, that don't have these protrusions, Zeno Saint Fachaim Umechta, Zeno Saint Fachaim Vamechta. That wool made out of guzzes takes up only an area of a width of five tfachim, so each one gives a tefach and a half of space, they can build that wall. Mikfisim, they're using half bricks, Zeno Saint Fachaim, Zeno Saint Fachaim, you can give even less space. Each one gives two tfachim because the Chatzi Levena is a tefach and a half. So tefach and a half, so why is each one giving two tfachim? The answer is because they join the two pieces, parts of the brick by putting some plaster, some mud in between. So therefore, the width of the whole wall when you're using half bricks is four tfachim. Bilevenim, and if you're using full bricks, zeno sein tefach umechza v'zeno sein tefach umechza. Each one gives from his chelok a tefach and a half because the width of a wall of complete full of complete bricks is three tfachim. Lefikach Mishnah concludes, since the chachamim require of the shutfim to build a wall in between, and they both obviously have to invest in it. Im nafal hakosel, if the wall then falls down, hamakom v'havanim shel shneihem, the space where the wall was and the stones themselves belong to both of them. Even if those stones fall into one person's rishus, one person, let's say, clear them all out. Ain't his rishus after the wall fell, and says no, and he makes a tiny claim. Oh, that my friend sold me his chelek or gave me the stones as a gift. He's not believed since the wall was built by both. We assume that they have to be split. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. V'chein Bagina. And the same thing is true when it comes to a garden. Here we're talking about a case where a person has his garden next to his friend's garden, or let's say they have a Gina garden that they own b'shutfus and they split it between them. So the Mishnah here says that if there's no particular minhag as had to put a wall between one garden and another, so then says the Mishnah, makom shenahagu ligdor. What we do is we treat it, when it comes to a garden, as if it's a place where we assume that people want to put up a wall, and therefore mechayvin oso, each one has to invest and spend the money and even force his friend to join in the payment of whatever is needed to build a wall. So what does it mean, makom shana nahagu ligdor? So by way of introduction, we need to realize that obviously if there's a minhag HaMedina that people put a wall between one garden and another, so then, and the same thing would be true when it comes to a state tvua, what we call a bika, a valley literally, which is a field, each one has a wheat field. If the minhag is to put a wall between them, that's, so then the assumption is that everyone has to, each one can force the other to join together and pay for putting up a wall. And that also not only means pay, it also means to give a part of his chelek, a part of his land in order to have the part of the thickness of the wall. And if there's a minhag, the minhag is that we don't put up walls between gardens, between fields. So one cannot force the other. You want to put up a wall yourself, then get after it. You pay for it and you keep it on your property completely. Our Mishnah is dealing with a case where there's no minhag kavua, and that's what the Mishnah means. V'chein begina, if there is stam, there is no particular minhag, one way or the other, makom shenagu ligdor mechayven osa. We treat the area and assume and have to be strict as if it's a place that they have a minhag to put up a wall, and each one can force the other one to join, to pay for it, and of course to give part of his chelak of his gina. Avol bebika, that's when it comes to a garden, but a wheat field, there, if it's stam, if there's no minhag one way or the other, then makam shenagu shelo ligdor. We treat it as if it's a place that they don't put up a wall between them, and therefore in mechayvin osam. One cannot force the other one to put up a wall. You want to put up a wall yourself. There's no particular minhag to do so. So then we assume by a bik or by a wheat field that there you don't have to put up a wall. You cannot demand. You want to put it up yourself. You pay for it and put it in your own rishus. Ela imrotze, as the Mishnah says, kodesh sol shalom. You want to put up a fence to separate, so then you have to bring it into your own tchum, your own boundary, ubona, and build it yourself. And in order to show that this was your wall that you built and you invested in, and that wasn't one that was joint, or a person shouldn't think that, no one should think that that area where the wall is partially belongs to the other person. So va'osa chazis, you should make chazis v'mur chazi, v'sechazena, chazon, a simen heker. It should be recognizable at the top of the gader, of the fence, like some type of a square or a frame made out of lime, plaster, an amma by an amma. This way people know, mibachutz on the outer side. Mibachutz means on my friend's side, not on my side of the wall, on my friend's side of the wall. And I put it on my friend's side of the wall because I put up the sign on my side of the wall to show that I paid for the wall. He may put up some plaster on his side of the wall. And then people, it would be deceptive. People would think that he joined in the wall as well. So there you put the chazis, that sign, that simon heker, that plaster on the opposite side of the wall facing your friend's gina. And there to show that this was all yours, you put it up yourself. The fikach, since each one was not able to force the other one to join in the putting up of the gadya when it came to the bikkum, it came to the wheat field. Of course, if the wall falls down, then the place where it is and the stones that fall belong to him, the person who put up the fence. But if that's they join together and they had an agreement to put up a wall themselves and join the area between them, each one would give a little bit part of his land to build the wall for the thickness of the wall, and each one spent the money on the wall, then bonus akosel bam, so then you can build the wall in between, not in one person's just partially in both. And we put the chazis, that plaster sign, on either side, each wall. And then, so each show that each one joined in building the wall. And therefore, the wall falls down, then the place and the stones will belong to both of them.